Good evening, Moriabu. One of the earliest memories I have from childhood is going fishing with my dad and my brother too. We used to go to a lake not too far from where we lived. I mean, certainly not a walk, but we drove. And I believe it was kind of one of those lakes where you kind of paid for fishing for the day. And then me, my brother, my dad, I think a friend of ours who lived in our street, and his dad also would come. Because we went fairly regularly, but happy times, really. I mean, I've never really been into fishing since then. I went a few times with my dad when I was young. Also later on, as I kind of became a teenager, I remember my dad took me sea fishing down in Devon. I believe if I root through a photo album that my mum has, there's some photos of that trip, actually. Maybe I'll do that next time I go back to the UK, visit my mum. And it's one of those things, fishing, that makes me, when I think about it, when I... or whenever I think about it, it's one of those activities, and it kind of brings up these memories that makes me feel close to my dad. And he died like 17, 18 years ago, so he's not been around for a really long time. So, you know, I think it's a very different feeling to having childhood memories where that particular parent is around. It's very nostalgic, very a little bit upsetting on some level. Not because the memory is terrible in every way. I remember going fishing with my dad very fondly, but I think it just reminds you that you miss that person, even after all this time. I don't think I'll ever stop missing my dad. It's become easier to cope with over a long period of time, but there are certain times where I definitely feel it, you know. And there are certainly moments where, even after all this time, I get tearful about it. I think partly because, you know, I'm a dad myself now. And my dad would have been a granddad. But he's not around to enjoy that. And sadly, neither is my wife's father. He died some years ago as well. And my wife and I share that together, that feeling that our dads aren't around anymore. And sometimes it's very hard for us to explain to our daughter why she doesn't have a granddad. But she seems to understand, our daughter. I mean, the weird thing is, as much as we miss our dads, you know, our daughter has never had a granddad. You know, she was born without them, and she's never had them. She sees that other kids have grandparents, and she's got two great grandmothers. but loved to bits. But she doesn't have a granddad on either side. And she does ask about it, but it's definitely something, you know, where my wife and I certainly feel it and miss it, but our daughter feels different about it, you know. She never lost them, she just never had them. So I guess it's more curiosity on her part more than anything. And we're kind of on vacation at the moment. We're not away, we're having a vacation at home, partly because we're completely broke. I'm a student. My wife is actually still a student, although she's doing an internship. But it's a long internship, it's for 3 years, so she's getting paid, but, you know, it is an internship. So we're kind of spending our vacation mostly at home, because we just can't afford to do anything else. So, and our daughter is actually off of, she's finished with, I'm sorry, it's very windy now, where I'm walking, I apologise for that. It's probably really rattling through the microphone now. Yeah, our daughter is off for 3 weeks now before she starts school, for the first time. And, I decided to take her fishing today. And it was a real... it was indescribable, because, I mean, we didn't catch anything. We went to just a local canal, place where I normally walk the dog, actually. There's a canal there. And there's a few fish in there, I've seen them. And it was mainly just to... my daughter had become interested. We'd suggested the idea of going fishing during this period where we have a kind of homestay vacation. And over the weekend we went out and bought a fishing rod. Just a small one, for a junior one, for kids. And then today, we hadn't really planned to go out fishing today. But this morning, my daughter and I, we built rockets out of plastic bottles for the entire morning. And then the afternoon, we got a bit bored again. So I said, well, hey, why don't we go fishing today? So we went fishing. And we had a really nice time. It wasn't a very successful fishing trip. We didn't catch anything. And I haven't actually done any kind of thing close to fishing since, you know, since I used to go with my dad years and years ago. So I was kind of, you know, setting up the fishing rod and running the line and even putting a little bit of bait on the hook, you know. I vaguely remember there's a special way to do it, but I couldn't quite remember. So it was all a little bit haphazard, but we had fun. And we were sitting there on the bank of the canal, just kind of throwing this line into the water, just watching it kind of float. On the surface of the water, the you know, we had a float and then the hook going down, so I was just watching the float kind of moving across the surface of the water. And my daughter was sitting next to me, and she kept saying, "Daddy, Daddy, can I hold, you know, can I hold the fishing rod?" And I went, of course, there we go. And I'd give her the rod, she'd sit there and kind of fiddle with the rod. And of course she's only five, so trying to explain to her that fishing is all about sitting there and being patient, you know, she could sit there for a while, but then she would get a bit bored. So, you know, we kind of bring the line in and then throw it out again. And so it wasn't really about catching fish, it was really just about doing the activity together. And it just struck me that now I'm the dad, and I'm doing this activity with my daughter the way that my dad used to do it with me. And I missed him today an awful lot. I wish he could have been there. I took some photos and sent them to my mum, realising that she would probably find it, you know, very nostalgic that I'd taken my daughter fishing. And I miss you, you old buck. I'm sorry. It's just funny, just even after all this time. I mean, it's been nearly 20 years. And then just sometimes you feel like it was yesterday. Even after having had a really a great day, I had a fantastic time with my daughter. I guess there was a reason why I wanted to take her fishing. It's kind of nostalgic for me. In a way, I guess, you know, feeling like I could be close to my dad doing something that he used to do with me. And we'll go again. We'll definitely go again. But I do miss him, the old bugger. I really, really do.